Qantas and the federal government have welcomed that ruling by Fair Work Australia to terminate all industrial action by the airline and the unions after a marathon hearing in Melbourne. The ruling means all parties now have 21 days to negotiate a settlement to the long-running and bitter dispute. Qantas says it could have its planes back in the air by this afternoon. Four people have died after their car lost control and collided with a four-wheel drive on the Melba Highway at Dixon's Creek, northeast of Melbourne last night. The man, woman and two children are believed to be from the same family. The 45-year-old driver of the four-wheel drive is in a stable condition in hospital. Israel has launched a new airstrike in Gaza, killing one Palestinian just hours after Egypt said it had brokered a ceasefire. Fierce fighting erupted over the weekend after Israel bombed a militant training camp. At least 10 Palestinians died in the violence. Afghan and Australian officials are investigating the shooting of 10 Australian soldiers in Afghanistan. Three of those soldiers died and seven were wounded when an Afghan soldier they were training opened fire on them. The Afghan National Army has offered its condolences for the shootings. And maintenance workers at the Christmas Island Detention Centre will begin a week-long strike this morning. Cleaners and gardeners are walking off the job, demanding a $5 an hour pay rise. A boat carrying 16 asylum seekers arrived at the island yesterday. Another boat carrying 57 people has been intercepted.